In Germany, politicians are making their final appeals to voters ahead of Sunday's general election. Polls indicate Angela Merkel will win a fourth term as chancellor. Her closest rival, Martin Schulz, is far behind. And that's a big disappointment for his party, the Social Democrats. As Esme Nicholson reports, many thought Schulz would give Merkel a tough run when he announced his candidacy earlier this year.
Here in the city of Potsdam, a crowd gathers at the main square where a warm-up band is playing 80s covers. The crowd is waiting to hear Merkel's main challenger, Martin Schulz, speak at a campaign rally. Some among the throng are trying to escape after taking a wrong turn on their way to a Prussian palace or museum, like 64-year-old Anton Wadzecher, who says he's already made up his mind.
Martin Schulz is aber nicht für mich der überzeugende Kandidat.
I'm not convinced by Martin Schulz. He's not a plausible candidate. I simply don't trust his ability to deal with all the tensions in the world right now. Only Angela Merkel can do that job.
Wadzecker's view is reflected in the opinion polls, which for weeks now have seen Schulz's Social Democrats lagging a good 15 or so points behind Merkel's conservative bloc. But that wasn't always the case.
Under the surface, there is an urge for change in Germany. And this was shown in the beginning of the year when Martin Schulz entered the political arena.
Christiane Hoffmann of the weekly magazine Der Spiegel says there was a lot of hope when Schulz first challenged the Chancellor, and the SPD gained thousands of new members.
So it looked like it was going to be a real race, maybe even a tight race. But Martin Schulz wasn't able to give voters the feeling that he really himself believes he would be a better chancellor than Merkel.
Back in Potsdam, that urge for change is more or less palpable. Julia Zimmermann, a retired teacher from Potsdam, says she's worried about her pension and she's looking to Schulz for solutions.
I think he's a bit more of a fighter than Angela Merkel is presenting herself. I have nothing against Angela Merkel. I'm of the opinion that things should be different.
What Martin Schulz lacks in support, he makes up for with zeal. The former president of the European Parliament is a passionate orator. Returning to domestic politics after years in Brussels, he is well aware of how the outside world perceives Germany.
Es ist doch nicht so, dass es allen Menschen in Deutschland gut geht. Und dann müssen wir uns immer anhören.
Not everybody in Germany is well off, but we're constantly being told that Germany's a strong country and everybody's doing fine. That simply isn't the case. I'm not bad-mouthing our country. I'm simply trying to improve things.
Political commentators in Berlin argue that Schulz's handicap is his party's many years in coalition with Merkel's CDU. They say Schulz can hardly criticize the chancellor when their policies are barely distinguishable. At a recent press conference, Schulz attempted to dodge questions about whether the SPD would join yet another grand coalition.
Ich strebe an, Bundeskanzler zu werden, Herr Sturm.
My aim is to become chancellor. If Mrs. Merkel wants to join my cabinet as vice chancellor, she's more than welcome.
Pundits argue that, if the polls are right, the SPD's best bet could be to concede defeat and return to the opposition where they can reinvent themselves in time for the next election. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Potsdam.